Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
What's trending here on Cody and Gold? Number one, a little update on Chiefs injury status for today's practice. Our Chiefs insider, Pete Sweedy, tweeting out just a minute or so ago that fullback Michael Burton, just like yesterday, dealing with a pec injury, not going to practice. Also, Jody Fortson, we expect that. Unfortunately, he had the Achilles injury and surgery yesterday. Tyreek Hill and Anthony Hitchens, along with Joe Tooney, also not practicing here on a Thursday. That means Chris Jones and Charvarius Ward, 2 days in a row, out at practice for the Kansas City Chiefs, which is a nice sign. The Tyreek Hill, I don't know where you're at, Dusty. Tyreek Hill, not practicing. I'm not worried. Tyreek Hill is going to play in this game on Sunday. I think this is completely, let's manage this thing.
Right.
Anthony Hitchens is a little more concerning just because I could see him not playing in this game, dealing with the triceps injury. If that's the case, that means more Ben Neiman. And it means what? You're going to have Nick Bolton move over to the Mike linebacker probably in this game.
It means Ben Neiman's going to be now the favorite to get bodied by Derrick Henry for free. Again, with the Tyreek Hill situation, I just want to give some people some insight for those of you that do fantasy sports a lot.
All right, let me listen to this. Here we go.
No.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Always keep your eye on Friday practice. That's where you just need to keep, like, guys like Tyreek Hill don't necessarily have to practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but it's Friday that's the important day. Like, if they don't practice Friday or if they're just limited, then you question it. But I promise you tomorrow, whatever you want to put on it,
interesting. It's funny you say that. Let me grab the wheel.
Go ahead. I will promise you that tomorrow.
We don't need a promise. We need a wheel spin.
That Tyreek Hill will practice in full tomorrow Friday's
in
practice.
In full? Is that the bet?
Yeah.
Okay. Wheel spin.
Will you put a wheel spin on it?
Do it.
Okay.
You can't even read half of it.
Well, don't worry about what it says.
Oh, do I have to spin it?
So
if you lose the bet, if you lose the bet,
who'd you think was gonna spin it?
Oh, you spin it now and then?
No. I just brought it over just so you could see to make sure you want to make the bet.
So if you're wrong, you come back next week and spin the wheel.
There's nobody on the opposite side. This is just a flat out you bet here.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I promise you. And if he doesn't, Alex has to spin the wheel.
No, that's not the bet.
What a cheapskate.
No, because that's not my bet.
That's fine. I promise you Tyreek Hill will practice in full Friday.
I hope you're right, too. I don't think he needs to even practice in full on Friday.
I love the guest spins. We had Grant spinning last week. When I was gone, you had Nate Taylor this week.
What did Grant spin it for?
He has to have his legs waxed.
That guy has zero hair.
Well, that's why he was bummed. But I'm like, yeah, you kind of got there's plenty of people. That
when does he do it?
Next time he fills in for Nick. So it could be
now. He's just never going to fill in for Nick. What a plug that is!
I think we're going to have Nick. I think we're going to have Nick intentionally take a day off at some point.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Same with you. Whatever your punishment. See, we'll just have you come in studio during a show.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, I just wanted you to see the options on the wheel. There you go. Next up on what's trending Thursday Night Football tonight: Broncos and Browns. I mean, there's injuries all over this game, man. Thinking of injuries, Baker. We know. Not going to play tonight. Case Keenum gets the nod. A little update. Yeah. Mr. Fantasy over here. Jarvis Landry, right? He's good to go.
And by the way, for people that are like, that think Alex is being mean, he's not. But he did go, oh, Landry's going to play? So should I start him on my fantasy team now? And I could have been an ass. And be like, I don't know. Find out on the podcast today.
You're the expert. That's why I ask you the questions.
But yes, I mean, yeah, Jarvis Landry playing. The volume will be there. Heavy volume will be his way. Like, again, Case Keenum. That's where he's going to go. He's going to go Landry's way. He's going to have, I mean, I don't know if Peoples Jones is a guy that you should put your trust in, to be honest with you, because it just doesn't seem right. But if they're going to push Jarvis Landry to play in this game, coming off IR, making sure he can get in this game. Yes, that's the guy you want to play. Also, D'Ernest Johnson, very big play tonight for the Cleveland.
Well, a big play.
Big play. I mean, I have him in both of my leagues. Big, heavy volume.
He was the most automatic popular start waiver wire pickup.
This week, yes. Yeah.
Is that an automatic start?
Yes, it should be. I mean, Denver is fourth against the run in fantasy numbers when it comes to running backs. Denver has a sneaky good defense. Maybe not sneaky. Maybe that's a little bit much. But yeah, D'Ernest Johnson is somebody that I would definitely start in any league, daily, whatever you want to do. D'Ernest Johnson's a big
play. What's your Twitter account? People can tweet at you when they're not happy with the results tonight. What's your Twitter?
At Alex Gold.
I don't think that's...
No, at Dusty Likens. Okay. DustyLikins. All one
send
word.
Send those
no,
tweets.
Thanks.
Every single question you have, send them to him. And then also, if you're upset when Jarvis Landry doesn't do much, send them to him.
Hey, I can't
tell you. But if he's right, you know how this works. If he's right, don't ever tweet at him.
I can't tell you if he's going to do much. I'm just saying that the volume is to be there. And that's where fantasy value is volume.
Kind of feels like you're backtracking a lot.
I'm not backtracking. Again, the volume will be there. Uh-huh. But I can't promise you if he catches those targets.
He's hedging a little
bit. I'm not hedging. Play Landry. D'Ernest Johnson, play Landry.
Next up on What's Trending, baseball playoffs continue.
Oh, sorry. I'm kidding.
What are you doing, man? What are we doing? Game 5, NLCS. Braves lead 3-1. You heard our conversation with Jerick McKinnon. He's a big Braves fan. What did he say? He's like, hey, we're going to the World Series.
Yeah.
As he should be. He should be very confident that the Atlanta Braves will not pull an Atlanta franchise like in the past where they'll just choke. I don't think that's happening. I think the Braves are going to the World Series. I think they wrap it up today. Game 5 of the NLCS.
They're the team to root for, right?
Yes.
Like when it comes to like rooting from an outside source.
If it's Braves and Astros, which is where this thing is heading.
Right. Well, if it's Braves and Red Sox, you're still rooting for the Braves, right? Like Freddie Freeman's likable. Mm-hmm. Ronald Acuña is cousins with Alcides Escobar. Should have been on the Royals. They passed. I don't know
what
you want to talk
about. The Astros?
What?
That's a feel-good story.
No, it's not. Yeah, no. Yeah.
What? Lovable losers.
Yeah, sure.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. As you can hear, Dusty Likens in for Cody Tapp today. Nick Short, Alex Gold with you here. Dusty wants me to make sure I keep reminding you that I'm still here. We found out at 11:30. He really wants to make sure I keep...
Who is this guy? Never heard him before. Alex. Get him off the air. His name's Alex Gold. He's here every day, 10 to 2, Monday through Friday.
Now you're really just going to confuse people all the way around.
I'm not. This guy went out of his day to ask... two questions and a declarative. Who is this guy? Never heard of him before. Get him off the air.
All right, you heard the man. Dusty, beat it.
Adios.
Thanks for coming in, man.
You're welcome.
That's as simple as that on the text line. Whatever your request is, we just honor those right away. We will talk, honestly, some more fantasy. Paul Charchin going to join us coming up around 12:40 from guillotineleaks.com. Fair to say, the godfather of fantasy football. We'll check in with Charch coming up at 12:40, get his perspective on a few of those guys that you referenced as well. I would imagine he is on the same page with you when it comes to D'Ernest Johnson tonight against the Denver Broncos. But for the Chiefs on Sunday, down in Nashville, taking on the Tennessee Titans, this is the week the turnover luck ends. This team has talked all week about the second half kind of being the switch. They felt like that was the MVP, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, look at all the turnovers specifically from Patrick Mahomes. Like, Baltimore throws it to Kelsey while getting sacked. Gets the Chargers. Kemp drops pass. You know, gets the Chargers. That throw to nobody. Gets Philadelphia. Mahomes gets drilled on third down. He throws into double coverage. And those last two are bad, bad throws. Tyreek drops the pass, of course, against Buffalo. Ends up being a Micah Hyde pick six. We can go on and on and on. Three picks he was being sacked. Three times the receiver dropped the ball. One was tipped by a 6'6" rookie defensive end that made a hell of a play in Rousseau. And one was... the throw, admittedly, to nobody. It was miscommunication with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
This is the week the turnover luck ends, and it's the right opponent for it to end against as well when you look at who this defense is. And if it does, this team is suddenly going to 30-plus points per game, Dusty.
Right.
They're averaging 2.3 turnovers per game, and they're still scoring 31.
Right.
If it gets cut in half, if they still have one turnover on Sunday, don't you see? Because I do. 30-plus points per game going forward from this offense.
I just think that, but I mean, how much stock do you put into that if they're doing it up against a team that is that bad defensively, right? Like, if the turnovers do stop this week against the Titans, how much stock do you hold into that? Because then obviously you get Cowboys, Giants, Packers all moving forward. Cowboys defense is bad. Giants defense is bad. Packers defense is meh. It's okay. But the thing about that is,
if not now, then when, though, right? I mean, it has to happen this week.
Right.
And a lot of it is not only the opponent, but it's what we saw in the second half. That second half Chiefs team, yeah, complete effort all the way, right? That was Super Bowl champion type, right, performance in the second half.
Sure.
I get it was against Washington. Fully understand that. But that's why this is the week. That second half, I do believe, propels them going forward. It would not surprise me if we're talking about this team going on a run here for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And a lot of it started in the second half of that game against Washington.
I think one of the things, too, that happens with this, which I think was one of the better outcomes, was I think the best thing that happened was that Patrick Mahomes finally got pissed off at himself. Because obviously you just talked about all the interceptions he threw. That one that he threw at the end of the second half against Washington, you know, that took points off the board. He knew that. You went into halftime trailing 10-6 against a team that you are clearly miles and miles ahead of being better than. And I think that's what kind of got into his head. And a lot of people will tell you, Pete Sweeney being one of them, that they think that there's a very good possibility that there was a time where that door got shut and Andy Reid didn't say anything. Spagnuolo didn't say anything. Nobody said, Bieniemy didn't say anything. Somebody stood up and did the Raul Ibanez closed door meeting, kind of like they did when they lost to Tennessee and the defense was atrocious and they lost that game because of it in 2018 or 19, and everything changed. And if that's the case, hallelujah, because now you're going to see a Chiefs team where then all of a sudden you're going to go from ninth in the power rankings to then that's going to change to, oh my gosh, maybe we were premature about this Chiefs team being over. Maybe this league hasn't figured out the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe. And maybe that is the case. Maybe there's a lot of people that need to eat some crow when it comes to experts who think that the Chiefs are where they are. Because, again, those interceptions, three of which are not his fault. No matter how you want to do it, he hit three receivers in the hand, two of which in the red zone. So possibilities of two extra touchdowns there. And if you look at it, everybody's on the Justin Herbert train. Patrick Mahomes is statistically better in every category than Justin Herbert except the interceptions.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a big category, but yeah,
I'm with you. It is a big category, but other categories are big too. Like,
but
QBR,
he controls
passing
them.
Yards.
Like, right, what you're saying, like, those are not because, correct, he's confused by the defense. It's because guys didn't reel the ball in. And the one against Washington last week.
Correct.
He said yesterday they were laughing. They were laughing in the film room watching that.
Which winning helps that. If they lost that game, I doubt there'd be any laughs.
For
but
sure.
I mean,
but to me, that's a good sign. Like,
right,
that, to me, it's a good sign
they're
not
fine.
Worried that this is who he's going to,
right,
be going forward. In fact, just earlier today, Travis Kelce was speaking as well and mentioned turnovers, penalties, self-inflicted things have hurt the offense. Says despite that, they've been clicking all season long. Like, those are big things that you're not, that aren't working in your favor, but that it does seem like, and this is why I think it happens this week, and it does, like, they're on the verge of truly exploding offensively. And would anybody take under 38 points right now for them on Sunday?
For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
No.
Well, think about
how
this.
Can you?
Who are the best offenses that we've seen in the modern era? You think of the 2013 Broncos, you think of the 2018 Chiefs, and then probably that, 07
Patriots
team. The Chiefs in 2018 averaged 35 a game. The Broncos in 2013 averaged 38 a game. And now somebody on the text line asked the question, I think in reference to you talking about defenses, Dusty, like, well, who does have a good defense? Part of this is, that's part of the conversation too, is like, nobody
We've had it, yeah.
Like, pretty much like two teams, the Steelers and the Bills. And that's pretty much, but everybody can
Bills,
get got.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, look at the Bills, just happened to them against Tennessee, right? They still gave up.
So now we know what their
points.
Floor is.
Yeah.
The floor of one of the best defenses is you can still get 35 to 40 hung on you.
Right.
The Chiefs can
absolutely
do that to anyone.
Especially the way the NFL is ran today. It's all spread. It's all big bang boom plays on the outside with the receivers. Slot game is much better than it was before. And the NFL is what the NBA is. It's a 3-point league where you can get more points quicker. The NBA or the NFL is the same exact thing.
Yeah, I mean, we did take a deeper dive at this. I mean, it's the third down conversions are way up in the league. Fourth mm-hmm. down attempts and therefore
right.
conversions also are way up. So it is, this, you know, the Chiefs defense has their issues, but it's made it very difficult for any defense to truly be viewed as dominant in the NFL anymore. It just has. Doesn't mean
right.
that there's not a discrepancy. Some are definitely much
sure.
better than others, but the truly, hey, the defense every single week that you can count on that's going to manhandle the other team, that to me doesn't exist in 2021.
Yeah,
but what I mean, of course, you would love to still be in that top half of the league versus where you're at, which
right.
is the bottom five spots, bottom three spots in the league right now. But I think it is, to me, prime for the Chiefs on Sunday to go out there and have that offensive performance. It sounds weird because they're still averaging 31 points, but have the performance that everybody thinks they're not capable of having if you listen to just what some of the national
sure.
narrative is. cut out the turnovers, and they're scoring 38 with fair ease, I think, going forward, right? I mean, I think that's where we're at on this. And that means for those of you with fantasy football and everything, obviously, the Chiefs offense feels like a pretty good bet this Sunday. We'll talk to Paul Charchian here in about 20 minutes or so from guillotineleagues.com. Also, our survivor picks. You're going to make a pick on Cody's behalf.
Yep.
You feel like you've got a good idea of what he would have picked if he was here. So we're going to let you lock in his pick. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Thinking of Cody, and we were telling you about the wheel spin. Mm-hmm. He had to spin a wheel on a bet. He had lost a bet. He spun for radio karaoke. Next week, he has to sing a song on the air. And look, I'll admit, there's worse punishments. Yeah, we know he likes to sing. So we need to get creative with our song choices. You guys can help us decide. We've narrowed down the nominees. And we've got to set this thing in stone right now. What song is he singing on the air? Here's a couple nominees I want to throw your way.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my-
like you're telling me that wouldn't be hilarious to hear Cody sing next week? Maybe Whitney Houston?
And I,
he tried too hard with this.
I would love to hear this.
We'll always love you.
That's my vote. That's my vote, at least. Nick, what idea do you have for him?
I have two. The first one, personal favorite of mine. I want to hear him do like a love ballad. I think that would be really good. So this came from the text line. More Than Words by Extreme.
Say that I love you is not the words I want to.
So you can't hide on a song like this.
No.
Just you and a guitar.
It's not that I want to, not to say.
So I think for a guy who does like to hide behind a lot of instrumentation, that would be really good. Now, another one that you and I talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
West Side Story.
This
is going to be tough to beat.
Pretty, oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real.
Oh, that would be incredible.
I kind of feel bad for the listeners that would have to go through that one.
Oh, I mean, that would be... I Feel Pretty from West Side Story would be pretty fantastic to hear Cody sing.
See, Dusty, you're not subjected to these on as regular of a basis as Alex and I are. So there's, I don't know, I feel like we're blinded by the fact that it's in our ears day after day, week after week.
Is he singing like during production meetings and stuff?
No, he doesn't. He does not, thank goodness. Could you imagine if he did?
I don't think I would still be here.
It would be problematic.
Yeah,
what do you have any
what
ideas?
Think?
What are a couple that you think you
should
say? I mean,
maybe this one.
But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become loud and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, to a kiss from
that's strong.
That's really strong. Part of me is I feel like he might enjoy singing that one. Though.
I do too. I can see him like getting into that.
I think
Seal got into it in the video.
I think he might enjoy that song too much. And I don't know if we want that.
I mean, he's going to enjoy Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
I don't know.
Or he's going to enjoy I Feel Pretty. But I mean, one thing I don't think he would enjoy, because he hates modern music. I mean, he hates Dave Matthews.
Well, he hates 90s music,
which
right?
is terrible, because Dave Matthews is one of the best bands of all time. They're amazing. They're great. He hates them. It's kind of a little bit of a loss of respect, but make him sing Bieber.
Don't need these other pretty faces like I need.
Because you know every listener's hating this right now.
I'm hating.
I already hate it right now.
I love it.
I already hate it right now.
Oh, yeah. See? But he would hate it. You want him to hate something.
But I hate it when it's Bieber even.
You don't like Bieber?
I do, not the song. There's plenty of bangers that he's come out with recently, but I mean, this is not the one.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
What?
There's plenty of bangers he's come out with recently.
Come on, you know popular lingo now, right?
But he doesn't get to use it.
Why?
What is this?
You don't get to say bangers.
Why can't I say that?
You've never said it before, at least publicly.
Why am I not allowed to say that?
It didn't feel right.
Okay.
It's all coming back to me now by Celine Dion is very strong.
What the hell?
I think Bieber surpassed Timberlake.
Someone
when it
says it's raining, man. We can't do that. That's already been done on the station. That's already been done.
Cody's not allowed to say we, and you're not allowed to say bangers.
Unbreak my heart. The two most popular ones right now are I Feel Pretty and Unbreak My Heart on the text line.
I think it should be I Feel Pretty.
What's the vote? I'm with you. I think he has to go musical, and he has to sing West Side Story, Cody, next week.
I Feel Pretty.
I mean,
I know why you wanted to sing that song.
Because it's I Feel Pretty, because it's hilarious.
No.
Say it.
Play it. You'll know.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay, and I pity.
It's all about the high notes.
Girl who's in me today.
All right, that's the one.
You can't let him sing the Frozen song because he's got kids that watch that, and I'm sure he sings it with him all the time.
I mean, that whole song is just basically about a pretty girl who falls in love with a great man.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Don't say really. The hell out of here.
We watched it in junior high. Mm. We had to watch it in junior high and school.
Really?
Yes.
No, I was imitating you.
Stop.
What?
This is how it's going to be. Okay. All right.
Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow singing both their parts. That's strong.
I do like the idea of making him sing a duet and do both parts.
That's pretty strong. Make him sing something by Travis Tritt and then get blocked by Travis Tritt.
Cody, I bet you Cody hates country music.
He does.
Does he?
Does he?
Yeah, he hates it.
Do you have one in mind?
Because I've never heard him do country.
Like a rhinestone cowboy? He's like the most far opposite from a cowboy. I feel like he's probably sang the West Side Story while he's baked goods. Like, he fits the part. Like, kneading some bread. Right, he's done the I Feel Pretty.
So the decision's been made. That's the song, right?
El Paso by Marty Robbins.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I feel pretty. I'm good with that.
Okay, that's it. Next week, Cody will, I think next
Set
Wednesday.
Stone. Should we let him know?
Next Wednesday or Thursday? No, we'll wait till he comes back in next week.
You don't think he's listening today?
If he is, then that's good. Otherwise, we'll wait till next week.
I don't think he's listening.
Cody, today. If you're listening, you have to text one of us that you're listening and you know what you're doing.
Coming up next, Survivor picks for the week. You're making some picks on Cody's behalf. Can't wait for that. Next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Feel like snitching? Give us a call at 913-662-1270. Then tune in to the Snitch Line every Thursday at 1:15 on Cody and Gold.
All right, we are back here on Cody and Gold. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll check in with Paul Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com, get some fantasy football advice. But each and every Thursday at this time, it is where we lay out our survivor picks for the week, presented by OwnKC. I'm leaning to two different teams. Nick sees the rundown, and he saw me typing a team earlier today, and I'm leaning in that direction, but I'm trying to talk myself out.
What do you mean you're leaning? It's time. It's go time, man.
Well, here's the difference. So this is why I'm going to make you pick first this week, because normally we let you pick last, and it's wavering back and forth, back and forth.
Not this week.
Dusty Likens is in studio, of course, all show. He's hosting with me today, and you get to make a pick on Cody's behalf.
Yep.
You're going to make a pick based on what you think he would do, right?
Yep.
Okay. Whit Merrifield's pick, he did text in, Green Bay for Whit Merrifield. He's going with the Green Bay Packers this week against the Washington football team. Who else has made picks so far? Fesco going Green Bay as well. Kling is going with the New England Patriots against the Jets. Ryan going with Green Bay. Pete Sweeney going with Green Bay. Dane and Hughes going with the Rams. Nate Taylor going New England. And Bink going with Arizona. Nick.
Yeah, I was surprised that I thought that it was going to be a clean sweep for Arizona going up against the Texans.
Yeah.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Davis Mills is an absolute joke of an NFL quarterback. Arizona, 17.5 point favorites, no brainer, going with the Cards.
Yeah, I thought.
But I guess more people have burned Arizona than I realized.
Is that right?
Yeah, they played the Jets earlier in the year, so a lot of people used them then.
All right, you know what? Arizona was the pick all week.
Oh, God.
You going against it?
I'm going to switch it up.
Going Houston?
I've got no strikes. Nobody on this show has the strikes.
Going Houston?
I am going with the New England Patriots against the Jets. I'll save Arizona. They're undefeated. I'll save them for a couple weeks. I'm going to take a little risk here. I'll go New England against the Jets. But they're still 7-point favorites, so I like it. I'll go New England this week. Didn't think I was going to until about 45 minutes ago.
I thought you were going to say Denver.
Nah, I can't do it.
You hate Cleveland.
Yeah, I can't do Denver.
You probably actually think Cleveland's better now that Baker's not playing, don't you? You sicko.
Funny you say that. Cody Tapp's pick this week in fact, the Denver Broncos.
Wow, okay, well, there we go.
All right.
Well, I don't think he's picked the Broncos yet this year.
No, he hasn't.
This is his opportunity. Thursday night football against a C team. Case Keenum revenge game against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I think Cody would have done this. Yeah,
I think Cody's going to go with, I think he feels pretty with this pick, and I think he's going to go with the Broncos, and I don't think he is. Cody Tapp, okay. Lock it there in.
Hey, Nick,
Denver,
you
want to
go put it on the board in the
office? Yeah, I'll put it on the board. On behalf of not just Alex and I, but all 610 Sports Radio listeners, thank you for finally having some courage on behalf of Cody. Because he's been picking a lot of freebies. He picks the Bills. He picks the Bucks.
Yeah, well.
And finally, he's showcasing some courage by proxy of you.
Okay, so I'm going New England. Nick's going to Arizona. Cody's going with the Denver Broncos.
That's correct.
Whit Merrifield's going with the Green Bay Packers.
Nice.
People were asking who's been eliminated survivor. So far,
Mac Lethal.
Mac Lethal,
shocker.
Brad Keller. Those are the two. As far as who has strikes, because
two people we talked about earlier in this program are both out of Survivor
League. It is double elimination. Ryan has a strike. Rob has a strike. Pete Sweeney has a strike. And Sean Barbershop has a strike as well. So that's who has strikes currently in Survivor
League. And Carrington Harrison alive in week 7.
That's right.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
We might have to sweat a little bit, but it's still New York Jets, so I think I'll be okay.
So the only ones we don't know as of now are
Afternoon Show. And Barber.
They kind of have the advantage.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Dusty, you think Davis Mills worth adding in deeper leagues?
No. Because all he's got is Brandon Cooks. You should roster him. This is just if we're doing this, this is just like the worst week I think I've seen in a long time when it comes to bye weeks, when it comes to talent.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, Dallas is without it. I mean, you think about it.
I'm with you because Nick knows what we were showing. One of the standard leagues that I'm in, and it's the worst roster I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The worst. I had like 8 guys on bye weeks this week.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, like, and it's all big name guys. Like, it's, you look at Buffalo, they're on byes. You don't need to talk about who they have on their team. You look at the Steelers, Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, all gone. Jacksonville, even though they don't have a lot of players that are big, Laviska Shenault out. James Robinson out, starting a lot of leagues. James Robinson's just continue where he left off last year. Just a lot of players not playing this week. Minnesota, which, speaking of Minnesota, Paul Charchian, who will join us in a little bit, no Justin Jefferson, no Dalvin Cook. Hate to be this guy. Kirk Cousins, been great. 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. A lot of people don't want to talk about Kirk Cousins having a good year, but there's value there. So there's just a lot of big names that are out this week where you've got to go find guys like maybe a Jarvis Landry has to start this week where he's normally on your bench, where you have to go out and find a guy that you're just not normally playing on your fantasy team because of the fact that you have basically your entire roster on the bench. Now, the other thing good about this is week 7, you're getting all your bye weeks out of the way for most teams. Everything else moves forward. The other problem, too, is that there's a lot of significant injuries to a lot of fantasy starters. Kareem Hunt's out, Nick Chubb's out, Baker Mayfield's out. A lot of these guys aren't playing. Jerry Jeudy's out this week, who's a receiver that you probably have stashed on your bench waiting for him to come back. Can't play.
Text line is wondering, they think Cody already used the Denver Broncos earlier on this season. Maybe used them against Jacksonville week 2 or against the Jets in week 3.
So. Oh, then Cody takes the Titans.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I can't do that.
Against the Chiefs?
Did he already use the? He used them against Jacksonville?
Text line thinks he did.
I have Cody picked the Broncos week 3. Can you guys check?
Denver would have played the Jets week 3. That sounds like something he would have done.
Then I don't know who to pick for Cody then, though, because I thought that was the safe bet to pick. I don't know who Cody's picked every week. That's my only problem. Great programming right now. Has he used the Chiefs yet?
No, he hasn't used the Chiefs.
He hasn't used the Chiefs yet? Well, there it is. If he's used the Broncos, then he uses the Chiefs this week. Has he used the Bucks? I'm sure he's used Tampa. Do you guys have any evidence on that?
We'll figure that out and make sure you lock in his pick. But let's talk some more fancy football with Paul Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Charch, we were talking about all the bye weeks. It's a complete mess for fancy football this week.
You know, I think my sound is still being routed to the board because I can hear you back in like a second room somewhere, like down the hallway.
All right, well, let's see if Nick can't possibly get that taken care of. We obviously had some technical. He sounded good on our end, but obviously, if he's hearing us a little bit differently. All right, so we'll get that figured out there.
We're in the same room as Charge, apparently.
That's the way. It's the room down the hallway.
That'd be cool. Be nice to meet him. Either way, technical difficulties. We'll get Charge on the
line.
We're
waiting for that.
It's no big deal.
We're waiting for that. We've talked a lot about Chris Jones and the ability to move him back inside at some point this season. And good news, he continues to practice this week. So it looks like Chris Jones, Frank Clark, and you have some options there now. And Mike Dana, to his credit, has played a lot better. I still would love him to get back to the initial week 1 plan before the hamstring injury for Frank Clark, I guess really training camp,
right,
which was, all right, Chris Jones is going to be outside, but we're going to move him inside on third down, pass rushing downs. We saw that occur in preseason. And I want to talk more about that in a second, because I don't think this is the week where you want to move Chris Jones inside. But let's try this again and bring on Paul Charchian from Guillotine Leagues. Charge, I think we got you now, and a lot of bye weeks are out there.
Yeah, a lot. It's the bipocalypse is what it is. We got 6 teams on bye. 5 of them are really good offenses. So most fantasy owners are scrambling, starting some lineup that you never thought you'd ever have to. And, yeah, it's a tricky spot right now, unfortunately.
Charch, this week in fantasy with all those bye weeks, Darren Waller's lackluster production, does that end this week or does it get a little bit better and do we have more hope in that moving forward? Because, the 19 or 3,000 targets he gets a year, that should come back, right?
Yeah, exactly. The 19 targets you're referring to was week 1. And he was, week 1, we're like, game on, same old Waller as usual. But since then, he hasn't been anywhere near as dominant. He hasn't topped 65 yards since the opener. He has scored 1 time since the opener. He's behind guys like Dawson Knox and Dalton Schultz in fantasy points. And that is not what we're used to for Darren Waller. And not what we, when we drafted him in the second round, that was not what we expected. The irony here is what's killing Waller is that, unlike last year, everybody else on the team doesn't suck. The emergence of Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards and Hunter Renfro have all given Derek Carr very capable targets, and he's spreading the ball around this year like he didn't last year. You know, it's not like Waller's not good all of a sudden. He's still great. But they just got a lot of other places they can put the ball, the guys who are open, and that's probably not going to change as Ruggs and Edwards continue to get better in their sophomore season. So I don't think it changes. We're still going to get some good games out of Waller. And he's still a good fantasy tight end. He's just not the great one we thought we were going to get.
Charge, I feel like one of the big disappointments this year has been over in Philadelphia with their running back and Miles Sanders. I mean, this is someone that probably drafted fairly high in their leagues, and he's just done nothing. Is it as simple as this coaching staff doesn't view that he can have an impact, or is there something else related to how teams are playing them?
They just don't run the ball. Over the last month, which is a pretty big sample size, right, four games, Philadelphia runners are averaging 10 carries a game. That's it. You know, no team is anywhere close to that, 10 rushes a game. It's nothing. And as a measure of comparison, by the way, seven different teams run the ball 30 times or more per game. So it's just weird how little usage there's been. But I'm here to give you some upside on Miles Sanders. And why I think he's a good target to go get at a buy low moment that is probably as cheap as he's ever going to be, the Eagles have the easiest remaining schedule against the run. They have seven strongly positive matchups the rest of the way and just one stopper game left all season, a game against New Orleans later on. And Miles Sanders is out-touching Kenneth Gainwell by a 27-4 margin over the last 2 weeks. So he's getting plenty. He's getting what work there is to get is all going through him. And so I think this thing's going to get better. They almost have to run more by default, right? They got to regress back to that, to running more than 10 carries a game. When they do, it looks like it'll be Miles Sanders, and the opponents line up for bigger games. So let's buy cheap on Miles Sanders right now.
Charge, one of the biggest questions I think that arises pretty quickly with the conversations been going on and that we've had, obviously, on our text line with you on the line right now, is the fact that the Deshaun Watson news, is he worth rostering or putting somewhere on your roster to take up a space if he is, in fact, able to play with what is capable to have some options in Miami if he is on that roster?
Yeah, if it is, in fact, Miami, and we don't know for sure. But so, you know, there's a good chance he doesn't get traded at all, in which case, obviously, he has no fantasy value. And there's even a scenario that people, I think, aren't really factoring in enough where he does get traded but doesn't get played this year or doesn't get played until there's some kind of resolution to his legal situation. Because imagine, let's say it is the Dolphins. You're Dolphins owner Stephen Ross. Are you going to, and you bring in Deshaun Watson, it's one thing to trade for him and not play him. It's another thing to trade for him and play him. If you play him, Stephen Ross is going to have to get up in front of the media and say, yeah, sure, Deshaun Watson's actions made him unstartable in Houston, but here in Miami, it's game on with those 22 sexual assault lawsuits. I don't see that happening. I just don't. I don't think any owner is going to want to be attached to that. I don't think a front office is going to want to be attached to that. If the trade happens, I think there's a very good chance Watson doesn't even play this year, and they're planning ahead for 2022.
We're talking to Paul Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com. He joins us every Thursday for some fantasy football advice. We got a thrilling Thursday night football matchup tonight with the Browns and the Broncos. Wasn't great to begin with, and then now the Browns are so banged up. Who's worth the start for Cleveland? Is it D'Ernest Johnson? Is there anybody else?
Yeah, and you're tracking this pretty closely, so you know Cleveland's starting quarterback Baker Mayfield out. Kareem Hunt out. Nick Chubb out. Jarvis Landry might be available if they take him off IR today in the next few hours here. Maybe Odell Beckham probably doesn't go. And nobody's talking about it. Browns are almost certainly without both their starting tackles in this game. There's just nobody left on offense. And then they're playing a really good defense. You don't have to tell your listeners, you know how good Denver can be. They rank fourth in points allowed, fourth in rush defense allowed, 10th in pass defense. And here comes Case Keenum. I don't see it happening here. D'Ernest Johnson was okay as a backup runner last year, averaging 5 yards per carry, which is fine, but this is a good run defense, and I don't know, maybe just through sheer repetition, Johnson gets you something. Maybe they find themselves near the stripe and runs one in. I think he's just a dart throw, and there's nobody else that I can recommend starting. you know, even if Jarvis Landry goes, I don't like who's throwing the ball. I don't like the matchup. Who knows what his pitch count is? I don't know if OBJ on a third-degree AC joint injury is going to stay in the game. There's nobody on the Brown side that I think you want to play.
Chart, you mentioned Bipocalypse this week with all the main guy, a lot of big guys going out on rosters this week. Who are probably Charge's big sleepers this week when it comes to such an important week to find a sleeper that maybe not a lot of people are thinking about?
Let's see. I'm going to give you a couple, a little more than I usually do because it is the Bipocalypse.
I like it.
At quarterback, Jameis Winston available in 2/3 of leagues, and he is a boom or bust quarterback. Three big games, three modest games. In the three games that have been the good games, he's averaged 3.5 touchdown passes. So we'll take that, and he's got a chance to have another boom game against Seattle, a team that really hasn't contained any opposing quarterback. They're giving up 306 yards per game. Winston's top receiver is another guy you can pick up. Marquez Callaway, available in over half of leagues, a very strongly positive matchup against this makeshift secondary that is now starting Sidney Jones at cornerback, and he's giving up an almost perfect passer rating on balls thrown into his coverage. I like Marquez Callaway as a pickup. Sticking at the receiver option, Darnell Mooney, available in 1/3 of leagues, Chicago's wide receiver. Normally, Chicago doesn't pass enough to make any of the receivers very safe, but Tampa's the opponent. They see the most passes per game, 42 per game. Their secondary is without Richard Sherman. Carlton Davis is out. Sean Murphy Bunting out for the year. They're starting a former undrafted free agent named Dee Delaney, who's just getting roasted at corner. So Darnell Mooney, perhaps with a big game here. I like him. And if you need running back help, Mark Ingram, available in 1/3 of leagues. He's gotten 16 and 18 carries the past 2 weeks. For Houston, nobody really wants a Houston running back, and I don't blame you, but it is Arizona. They're giving up 130 rushing yards per game, 5 yards per carry. If Mark Ingram can go at 5 yards per carry and he's going to get 16, 18 carries a game, that's good enough in this bye week.
That's Paul Charchin of GuillotineLeagues.com. You outbid me on like two or three different guys in our media league that we got. I just want to point that out. I believe, was it Barkley by $15 or so? And then there was another one that you got me by 14 on Mike Williams. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I went with a strategy that said these guys that are on bye this week, I think I can live through this bye week with them. And then I want to try to get them for cheap, which I did. So hopefully it'll end up working out that way. The Alex and Cody combo had the top four bids in our league.
I had to spend money. Bye weeks were going to crush me, Charge. So I had to be way too aggressive probably on Calvin Ridley than I wanted to be. But I had Eckler, Singletary, and Thielen all on bye. So I was in a tough spot.
That is tough. But you paid a lot for Ridley. I bid 131. You went 365.
I know. I overbid. I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it.
But I get it. Now, I'm a lot more positive about your Damian Harris at 144 bucks out of 1,000 for the year. Because he's a workhorse back. He doesn't catch, but he's a workhorse back in a favorable matchup this week. So I thought that was a little bit better, Alex.
Charge, appreciate it as always, man. We'll check in next week.
Yeah. Lots of fun. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got it. That's Paul Charchin of GuillotineLeagues.com, presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Reminder, coming up around 1:15, we will get to our snitch line. It's a snitch line Thursday. Anytime Dusty's filling in and we got a snitch line, you don't know what you're going to get on the snitch line.
I didn't know about this nickname that Dusty had.
Oh, the Dirty Werewolf. Oh, yeah.
No, welcome to 610, Nick.
Well, nobody's told me that, and I haven't heard anybody else call you that. Who gave you that nickname?
So, yeah, what is the origin? That's
you
true.
You want the origin?
I do want
please.
Well, there are two origins, and it's funny how it worked. So at UCM, where I graduated from, Go Mules, I took a Dale Carnegie class on public speaking, which is just, you know, just a class I took. It was an elective that was optioned, and I took it, and it was great. And in this class, I was one of three English-speaking students. So one of the tests we had to do was give people a way to know how to say and remember your name. So mine that I went to at the time, The Rise of the Lycans, the Underworld movie, was coming out, which was about, they had werewolves in it. So a synonym for Dusty is Dirty, so I would like brush off my shoulders dirty, and then I had like do like a werewolf, like claws up and stuff like that, and I did werewolf. And so then when I went up there, guess whose name they remembered out of anyone's right away? You're welcome. Then what happened with the other part of it, which is super crazy how this worked, because I know nobody was listening that went to my class to Vern's postgame show back in 2016.
Oh, they're all listening right now, man. They're all listening.
And in 2016, somebody texted in that listened to Vern's postgame show, and they were like, because he's very respectful, and at the very end, he'd always be like, thanks to Dusty Likens, who does the board work for this game. Without him, you know, blah, blah, this would happen. So thanks to Dusty Likens. And somebody texts in, Dusty Likens? Likens, that sounds like the Dirty Werewolf. And then Vern, like everything he touches, turns to gold. And he just went with it. And he was like, Dirty Werewolf, I'm going to give you that. And, you know, there are some people out there in this world that give themselves their sports name. That's who they are. That's, I don't know if it's ego or what, but they give themselves their own little nickname, and I was given mine by the text line after a Royals game, since then, it's just been, you know, the Werewolf or Dirty Werewolf, and it's just, that's what it is. So, Dusty Likens.
But you did it, yeah, that's amazing.
Which is crazy, because I came up with it in college during a Dale Carnegie class, can't make that up, and then randomly, I don't think it was anybody that was listening to the Royals post game, because, I mean, all the students were from, like, let's see here. They were from China. There were people from Sweden. There were people, like, all over the place. It just, I'd never met before. I don't think they listen to Royals games. And then randomly, here it is, they did the same thing. So
I think we need to play into that more. A Dusty After Dark show.
Well, I used
werewolf
to do the
sound effects.
I used to do the Werewolf on the Prowl at Arrowhead games when there's a different host doing some shows. And I'd go out to Arrowhead. This was brutal. But I'd go out to Arrowhead and I'd ask random questions, and I would just—it was just like, you know, the Werewolf on the Prowl.
I gotta point it out. I know people can't, and we're on the radio. So
I can't help it, man.
Are you this microphone? Normally,
it's gone limp.
You're having problems keeping your microphone up over there. Clearly, the microphone keeps just slipping down, and that's why
you get some of that blue chew.
That's right, because that thing—it's not—it's not staying up over there. Nobody else has any problems.
You ever have this problem before, Dusty?
Nope, I got it now, though.
I mean, it is a four-hour show, so, I mean, if it continues after the show, you got to, and it'll
a
be
lot
four,
of people
over
have,
4 hours.
I mean, there are guys who have trouble with stamina and have trouble keeping it up.
I blame this on Fesco. He was the one that used this before me. Now I'm just going to have, like,
I don't think he was having any problems keeping it up during the show.
No.
But you are.
That I know of, he's never had problems with that.
Yeah, well, there's an endorsement waiting to happen. Thanks to you guys.
You're welcome. Up next, I do want to talk more about Chris Jones and why this is not the week to move him back inside.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.